Hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's good, thank you. Hello. My name is Camille. And
Nice to meet you, Camille.
this is Sophie. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Yeah, of course, no problem.
We appreciate your participation in this interview.
Yeah, of course, of course.
So we have only 15 minutes, and this Zoom has been recorded. Is it okay with you? Like, just
Yeah,
kind
that's totally fine.
of. Oh, okay, thank you. So we're gonna start with this with the questions. So,
Okay.
okay. Okay, so the first question we have is, could you kindly share your country of origin, and what would you like the most about your country, like your cities, environment, the people, etc.?
Yeah, so mine's a little more complicated, I guess. So I was born in Mexico. So that would be like my country of origin. And then I moved to California when I was like 3 years old. But sort of went back and forth between California and Mexico. But as far as like my experience with Mexico, I mean, the people are very welcoming and friendly. It's definitely, I don't know, it's a much slower type of people, I would say. Yeah.
Also, what city are you from in Mexico?
So I am from Morelia, Michoacan, which is like, if you know where Mexico City is, it's like 3 hours northwest of Mexico City.
Also, next question. For moving to Ottawa, what made you move here, and what are those specific reasons?
Yeah, so I moved to Ottawa because of the PhD. I got the opportunity to join a lab that was doing work that I was very interested in. So I made the move to Ottawa.
But is it Carleton, U Ottawa, other
Oh,
colleges?
IU Ottawa, yes.
Also, do you have any family members residing in Ottawa, and how do you maintain connection with them, if so?
I don't have any family members in Ottawa. All of my family's back in California or Mexico.
That's good. Also, for the fourth question is, which cultural celebration is the most significant to you, and how do you participate in them? So this can either be like in Ottawa and California, Mexico, anywhere.
Yeah, so I would say that like as far as like Mexican holidays that I still sort of like I guess like follow here since my move to Canada. So it would be like El Día de los Muertos. So it's just sort of it's supposed to be like a week to a month where you just sort of remember like people in your family who have passed away.
And 1 month is that?
Oh man. October? I always forget. I want to say it's October. I'd have to double check. Don't quote me on the October thing, but I think it's October. It's like end of October, beginning of November, I think is when it falls.
So next question is about your heritage, and how do you usually celebrate your cultural heritage, and how do you honor it to this day?
How do I honor it? Yeah, I don't, that's a tough question. I mean, I guess whenever I get the opportunity, I tell people where I'm from and yeah, that's I don't know if I do anything specific to like honor my heritage other than just sort of tell people where I'm from and like I guess like how I grew up and maybe like share in like food.
What's your favorite food, if I can ask?
It kind of depends. So I would say that my favorite is like we call it like mole, which is I would say it's like it's Mexican curry. Like, is the best way to describe it. Yeah.
Right, thank you. All right. From what you've shared so far, is there anything important that you believe people should know and understand about your culture or your community?
You know what? I think that I feel like there's a lot of stereotypes that are associated with Mexicans, you know, like, and there's this, like
Yeah.
certain holidays that are celebrated with like Mexico, like Cinco de Mayo and stuff like that. And it's just like, hey, like Cinco de Mayo isn't really a thing. We don't all, sip tequila and eat tacos all day long, although we do love tequila and taco, it is, it is a big, tacos are like a huge part of our like culture, but I don't know, like the cuisine is like extremely diverse, and there's just like stuff outside of like tequila and tacos too that like are associated with the culture. There's a rich history there. I don't, yeah.
Yeah. And also, what values do you hold most dear? Like, are there any specific traditions, beliefs, or practices that are like especially meaningful to you?
Since my mom passed away, I would say the other one of those is sort of like the big one, where it's just sort of like, I feel like when you lose a loved one after a couple of years, you sort of, I don't want to say start to forget, but you sort of like, don't know, it becomes less present in your mind that this person is gone. So when this time period comes along and you're forced to like build almost like a little like altar to them, where you like you put up their picture and you bring up you buy like their favorite snacks and like their favorite foods, or like if they had like a favorite type of like trinket or something, and you just sort of like put it next to the picture, and it sort of just like makes you remember like a lot of the things that you care about this person.
To go back to like food, can you share three of your favorite traditional dishes?
Yeah, so I would say, like I said, it's like mole is probably one of my favorite ones. I know I just said it's like there's other cuisines outside of tacos, but like I love tacos. But to be more specific, I like al pastor tacos, which are, I call it Mexican shawarma. So it's basically cooked in the exact same way that shawarma is, but instead of it being like chicken and beef, it's pork. So it's pork based, and then it's like marinated in like a chili paste sauce. So it's like it's super tasty. And then for my third one, I would say my third one is like it's called a torta, which is like a Mexican street sandwich. Yeah.
And like, if you prepare them, like, where do you usually go find the ingredients? Like, if you do.
Yeah, no, that is, so it's a struggle to find ingredients here. I mean, there's a few little like Latin markets, but oftentimes if like if you want to make like let's say like a mole, it's like you have to go to like three or four different like little Latin markets, because they'll each carry like one or two things of what you need to make it. Yeah, so it's kind of rough. Yeah. I will say though that I have seen, so like we have like salsa verde. And like when I moved here 5 years ago, tomatillos, which are just like a type of like green tomato, like were impossible to find, and now like Loblaws, Metro, and Whole Foods carry them. So it's like, hey, like there must be enough Mexicans now that they're starting to carry this specific product.
So we are currently working on a website to help share community stories. The name of
Sure.
this website is Omeka. I don't know if
Okay.
you know that. It's an open source content management system designed for creating digital archives. And how likely are you to engage with it? Do you have any suggestions for how we can make it more accessible and engaging?
Well, I've never heard of the website. So I can't say that I've ever like engaged with it. So I would say it's like maybe making people more aware of the website would probably be like my biggest suggestion. It's like, hey, like if people know about it, then they're more likely to engage with it.
Sure.
Yeah.
And before we wrap up like the interview, is there anything else you'd like to share? Any thoughts, suggestions, or personal stories?
None off the top of my head that I could think of. If you guys have other questions or would like to know more, I mean, I know you said 15 minutes, so it's like if you have 5 minutes, if you want to ask like more questions, I'm kind of open to sharing whatever you guys would like to know.
Sophie, do you have any questions? Is
Oh, yeah,
that
I was wondering, like, did your family ever came to Ottawa?
so I family came to visit me, I would say it was like maybe like 6 months after I moved here. But other than that, they haven't really like come up to Canada because there was like the whole pandemic thing, and then after the pandemic, it's just sort of been like, well, like I should be done with my PhD soon. Come when like I finish my PhD.
And how did it find it here? Just wondering, like, the difference.
How do I like Ottawa?
Yeah, and your family and everything.
I actually really like Ottawa. So like I was, I feel like when I was moving here, I knew it was the capital of Canada. And then I had seen the video of the guy that pulled the raccoon out in a McDonald's.
And McDonald's, yeah.
So that was like the two things that I knew about Ottawa, and I was like, yeah, all right. but then I got here, and I don't know, it's a really nice city. It's got like a nice balance of like big city stuff, but also like it's like how easy it is to get like on like the bike paths and to like get in a park. That's something that is like I really appreciate.
And my last question for you was, do you plan to stay in Ottawa for longer or your studies
That's
or
to
anything else?
determine. So for the field, so like for my PhD, I work in like cancer research. And my goal is to like move into like biotech or like work in like the private sector. And Ottawa doesn't have a lot of industry for that. And then I was potentially thinking about applying to like the federal government to work like in research labs for the federal government, but there's hiring freezes, so yeah, Ottawa might not be where I end up, but I like it here, and like if I ended up staying here, I would be very happy with that.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah.
I think that's all for us. Kevin, do you have any more questions?
No, that was all the questions that I had.
Yeah, I feel like you were shocked about the raccoon in
Yes!
the mouth.
You haven't heard of it.
Yeah, there's a raccoon.
I feel like that's just like I didn't. Yeah, it's that was a pretty funny moment that was caught on video. It's like okay, you should feel proud about being in Ottawa, like
From
native, and that video being like a thing you're notorious for. It gives
definitely
you guys
because
an
I'm here.
edge.
Dude, thank you so much for your time
No
and
problem.
sharing your experiences.
Of course.
Your
Yeah.
contributions are very important to us. Thank
Yeah. Happy to assist.
you so much. That would be
No
all.
problem. All
And
right.
have a great night.
You as well.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Bye.
Bye.